Hello, good morning. You're watching Proactive London. Joining us today from Volition RX Limited is the CEO, Cameron Reynolds. A very good morning to you, because plenty to discuss, including your first quarter earnings, your business update as well. So we'll get stuck in right now. I know it's not long since we had a chat about your 2020 full year results here on Proactive, but there's been plenty going on. So maybe let's kickstart this morning by talking about the financials, if you would. Maybe take us through the highlights, Cameron.
Yes, Katie, thanks. Thanks for having me on. It's been a very busy quarter in a whole lot of areas. And one of the key areas has been strengthening our cash position. We raised a little over $20 million in Q1, which left us with $33 million in the bank. Our burn rate's around a little over, at the moment, $2 million per month. That's with no revenue and nothing else happening. So we've got a very solid runway, and quite a long one if you include some revenue or any other raisings in the next sort of 18 months. So yeah, we're in a very good position. Strengthening the balance sheet during the pandemic has been a very wise thing to do, and I think we've done it well.
Excellent. So you just mentioned some revenue as well that you recorded in the quarter too. Maybe let's now dig a little deeper on the business update, shall we? Because I know you've had some previous interviews and you've mentioned the fact that you work hard to protect your inventions as well. Maybe talk us through that and why it's so important for you, Cameron.
Well, Katie, we've been working for about 11 years now, developing this absolutely world-class, what we believe is a world-class platform, NuQ, nucleosome quantification, and we really want to be at the heart of epigenetics. So to do that, it's one thing to invent, it's another thing to be able to protect the amount of money we've spent and the huge amount of know-how we've developed. So we've been very aggressively patenting the technology. We were one of the very, very few, if not only ones in the field for quite a while. So now we have 28 patent families, and our chief scientist is actually writing patents all the time at the moment, particularly focusing on our NETosis products and issues at the moment. But we have 64 patents granted and 98 others pending. So a really key differentiator. If epigenetics becomes important, and we believe it will, I think we've got a very good seat at the table, given our very large amount of work, many years of work, and very strong intellectual property portfolio.
Brilliant. You have been busy then, haven't you, Cameron? That's for sure. Let's maybe pick up on the NuQ Vet that you mentioned there. So how better launch going?
Oh, we've been really happy with the launch. So ultimately, we did a beta launch. What is a beta launch? We basically wanted to give it a go in a smaller market. The US is a huge market, obviously. So Texas A&M is in Texas, not surprisingly. So we thought that was a very good test market. Not testing the product itself. That's worked very, very well, extremely reproducible, reliable after the huge amount of work we put into it. But we really wanted to get some good learnings into things like the pricing, marketing, shipping, the temperature to be shipped at, all those kind of very key things, which the best way to do it is to launch in a beta launch and just see how it goes. So that's, I think, all those things we've learned a tremendous amount about. And now we're getting very comfortable in the next few quarters to do a national launch, we believe, and also launch internationally in Europe and Asia. That's our plan. And we're also, the aim of all of this, of the beta launch, was also to try and also really show the product can get out there and attract the attention in a bigger way of some very big vet companies, which is also progressing very well. So part of the solution to all this, I think, is launching our own product. But also, I think a big part of it, hopefully, if things progress, would be licensing to one or several players in the field who have very big footprints in things like sales teams and really understand the market. So we're putting a lot of effort into the beta launch, but we've also put a lot of effort into trying to get the attention of, and we're very actively negotiating. Also, we didn't have a lot of vet experience. Well, actually, very little means actually none. Original team. So we brought onto the team an extremely well-experienced veterinary professional, Dr. Tom Butera, who's a vet himself, also created several businesses and understands the industry really well, a seasoned professional in the space. He came on just on the 1st of May. We're very, very happy he wanted to come on and work with Volition to really help drive the commercial launches of our products. So yeah, we've been very happy so far.
And NuQ Capture. What's the update there?
NuQ Capture is one of our more scientific technologies, if you will. There was publication in Nature Scientific Reports this last couple of month or two ago. So it's progressing very well. The aim is to launch a product sometime next year. So we think if the product is developed and it continues to go well, it could be very disruptive in the liquid biopsy space. So we've been very active. It's something our scientists are very energized by. And as you can see from the paper we've just published, we're doing a lot of background work. So we'll update as things continue to progress, but we've been very happy with the progress so far.
And NERTosis as well. There's been some exciting work going on there, I understand.
Yes, more things. So during the pandemic, obviously we wanted to see how we could help. We're not a company that measures viruses. We never will, and I don't think, never have, I don't think we ever will. But it turns out one of the things, the major things which kills you in COVID is NETosis, which is the body's immune response. NETs, N-E-T-S, are actually a vital component of your defense mechanism. But like anything, it can go a bit haywire. And if there's a cytokine storm, too much is produced. And that's what clogs your lungs and provides all the damage that's quite well known in COVID. So how this relates to us, what we measure are the nucleosomes, the chromatin fragments. If you look at what a NETS looks like, it actually looks like a big jellyfish and huge amounts of chromatin. So we've been looking at this a little bit. It's also the same mechanism that kills you in sepsis, which I don't know if you know much about, but it's a huge killer in hospitals. I think in many hospitals, the biggest single killer. So, and it's been very difficult to diagnose. And we're a diagnostic company that looks at chromatin fragments. So we've done a lot of work. We've been extremely happy with how that's gone. The difficulty has been trying to find the populations to launch products, which we're attempting to do now. But we've published some abstracts and some work with other companies looking at therapies, and we're very happy with how that's gone. Now we're in the process of seeing how we can transform this into a product because our assays, like always, are low cost, easy to use. It's the same platform. It's not a distraction from that point of view, but something that if we can get right could be absolutely a huge part of our success in the future. So we're doing a lot of work on that, and we'll have a lot more updates, we think, over the coming quarters.
Good. And sadly, there are a lot of people that are waiting for cancer treatments and diagnoses at the moment. How has that maybe sort of affected your operations and what you're doing?
Yeah, unfortunately, the one thing the lockdowns have affected what we do, I think we've been very flexible. We've managed to raise the money, get a lot of work. But one thing we have no control over is the actual collections in the US, particularly our large colorectal study with EDRN. Has been paused, understandably. They're not doing colonoscopies for the trials at the moment. And also the blood studies we look like are also going to be a bit delayed. Things, I guess 21 the years were big studies in the US in cancer for the obvious reasons. But I think we've really pivoted to focus on the vet and the NETosis while the pandemic is and the lockdowns are still very active. We're hopeful, we'll see how it goes. Once, and it looks like in the US, perhaps it's starting to look quite a bit better in the sort of short to medium term. Those studies will be unpaused and we could really move forward. But we've also been trying to get some traction with things like Nu.Q Discover and using our assays for other purposes. So we've been as flexible as we can, but some things you just can't change during pandemics and lockdowns.
Of course. You mentioned Nu.Q Discover.
Yes, so we've been using our assays. We've had actually been quite surprised by the level of interest from pharma companies, biotech companies. You know, we epigenetically profile. We have a large library now of nucleosomes as well as antibodies and can use them to detect the epigenetic signatures. So nothing yet, and we'll see how it goes. But we've been backing forthing with quotes with a few different companies, which would be quite meaningful if they do become materialized. And we'll announce them if and when they happen. And also you get revenue if it happens from doing the initial research. But if it becomes a product, then you try and make it a companion diagnostic to that product. So we set up our facility Silver One as a research hub for a service lab. And we've actually been quite surprised with the early interest, and we'll update as that progresses.
Excellent. Well, great to meet you. Thank you very much indeed for your time today here on Proactive from Volition Rx. It is the CEO, Cameron Reynolds, here.
Thank you, Katie. Thank you, everyone.